Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
We want to welcome you and thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World Early Edition. If you're a listener of my Motor News Weekly show and you are hearing this program for the first time, yes, Motor News Weekly has been put aside by a former network, but we've moved all of those stations over here, and a lot of those stations were still under the impression that it was Motor Trend because I hosted that show for pretty close to 10 years. And so if you're used to hearing me either say welcome back to Motor News Weekly or Motor Trend from now on, it will be welcome back to Auto World. Auto World is a show that I started 20 years ago in 1992. How scary is that? That was 20 years ago, and started as a one-hour Sunday afternoon show. It's now expanded over the 20 years to 3 hours on Sunday afternoon. I'm going to continue to do that show, but I'm also going to continue to do these new hours to mirror the broadcast hours of my previous syndicator, so you'll be able to hear Auto World AM 11:01 Eastern Time each and every Saturday and Sunday, and you'll also be able to hear it in all the other time zones, 10 to noon Central Time, 9 to 11 Mountain Time, and 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific Time. And we've got a cool hour lined up for you because one of our favorite guys is standing by. He's the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, and he's been all over the place from Las Vegas to the area of the Scottsdale, Arizona, neck of the woods to report on all these great sales. But now he's down in classic car heaven because the folks at Mecum are just doing a fantastic job with a sale down in Florida, very close to Disney. And we're not only going to be talking with Phil Skinner, but also we're going to be joined by Sam Murtaugh. Let's welcome first the guy who we call on all the time here on the broadcast, in my opinion, one of the great classic car experts in all of the world, the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, Mr. Phil Skinner. Phil, welcome to Auto World. How are you doing?
Bob, we are doing fine. We're wrapping up the 10th and final day of the Mecum auction here in Kissimmee, Florida, the world's largest ever collector car auction, and that nobody is contending that claim. It has been one heck of a ride. And what gets me is this morning, Dana Mecum is down there on the block, down there on the auction floor where he's been ever since this started way back on February 18th. And the man is just an iron man. He just keeps going and going and going.
Also joining us on the line is Sam Murtaugh, who's no stranger to all of my automotive radio programs over the years, always one of my favorite guys. He's a Corvette guy, and he's also the director of marketing for Mecum. Sam, welcome to the broadcast. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good, Bob. I'm not quite Iron Man like Dana, so I'm a little bit tired here on day 10, but I'm doing good. I'm still hanging in there.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, Sam, let me ask you the question. I mean, what were you guys thinking? I mean, to do this, I mean, 10 days, this is unprecedented to have this 10-day sale, the biggest, as Phil said, collector car auction ever staged. Did you just want to kind of hit it out of the park? What was Dana's goal for this event?
Well, you know, last year was Kissimmee took the crown away from our Indy auction as the world's largest. We offered somewhere in the neighborhood of 2,150 cars last year, and that was the world's largest at that time. And, you know, the build-up to coming back to Kissimmee this year and the excitement, you know, of everyone wanting to come back and be a part of it. You know, we opened the consignment book back in October, I think it was, and you know, within the first 48 hours, we had consigned almost 1,200 cars. And then, so, you know, we thought to ourselves, well, we still got 3.5 months to go here, and we're on the border of selling out. So, you know, Dana felt there was, you know, the need to have more days and expand the auctions to let more people be involved, and just kind of evolved that way as, you know, supplying the demand. So we expanded it to 10 days, and you know, there was a little bit of skepticism in the beginning as far as you know thinking we were crazy and weren't going to be able to pull it off or what have you, but you know, we certainly had a successful event, And, you know, what we really had essentially had two waves of people. We had a really great weekend the first weekend. You know, sold some great cars. It was almost a real local regional sale for Florida to be a part of it. Had great crowds. And, you know, then come Monday, Tuesday, it kind of transpired into, you know, a whole new wave of people and new buyers and new bidders. And we kind of kicked it up a notch and got going again. So, you know, it was a very large auction. You know, there was skepticism, but I think we kind of threw that to the side and just did what we do and had a great auction.
That's wonderful, Sam. And we want to remind folks that they can log on to Mecum.com and actually watch the auction going on, which is so cool. And, of course, another thing that is so cool is watching the broadcast live on the Velocity Channel. And I know that you've had a number of hours being broadcast there. And, Sam, I hear you and the team doing a great job there. And that must be lots of fun to be behind the microphone and up there, and I love the way that you guys move so quickly and have so many cars go over the block in a very short span of time.
Yeah, we do. You know, we had a goal here of 3,000 cars. We didn't quite hit the goal. I think we're going to have somewhere in the neighborhood of 2,600 to 2,700 cars by the time today's over across the auction block, and we had 32 hours of that broadcast live on Velocity for folks at home to take it all in high definition. So, yeah, I mean, the folks at home were able to see hundreds and hundreds of cars across the auction block during that time. You know, we are very fast-paced, high energy. They move up and, you know, on and off that block very quickly. But, you know, it's fun. It's exciting. And people get wrapped up and enjoying that energy. And it really, you can really feel it at the auction block. And, you know, as the auctioneers are calling the bids and just everybody just kind of becomes part of that energy. And it just continues to build. And if you've never experienced it in person, it's certainly something that you've got to do and put it on your bucket list and be part of it. It's something.
Oh, that is so true. And again, you guys do a wonderful event of having such a great portfolio of vehicles. I mean, there are very obtainable vehicles that anybody can theoretically afford. And of course, you've got the rare goodies up there as well. I understand so far over 1,800 vehicles have been declared sold for just over $64 million on the hammer. Congratulations on that, Sam. That's a great number, to say the least. And the high sale was a 1966 Cobra 427, which sold at $735,000 in post-block negotiations. Tell us a little bit about this special Cobra from 66.
It's a gorgeous, gorgeous car, white with blue stripes. You know, CSX 3301, which I believe was the first car in the third group of production for those cars, and you know, just a gorgeous automobile. It's got quite the eyeball. Part of the Collins collection. We offered up 16 or 18 vehicles from the Collins collection out of Kentucky, who's, you know, got deep Ford roots, had a great collection of Fords and Shelbys. We didn't quite get it done on the auction block, but Dana kept it going and kept working the bidders and was able to put a deal together probably about an hour after it rolled off the auction block and got it sold at $735,000.
That's great. And, Phil, I understand the second highest sale was a 69 Ford Mustang Boss, a 429 vehicle. It was an original car, very solid, and that sold at a record high of $417,000. When we come back on the other side, we'll get Phil's remarks on that and also Sam's. If you have a question, we'd love to hear from you, or fire me an email. It's bob@boblongradio.com or telephone wise 855-660-4261. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Hey guys, each year declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement, is actually giving you a free 1 month supply. Call now to try Progene risk-free. See for yourself what Progene can do and ask about our new at-home testosterone test kits. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. Call 1-800-987-2192. Again, that's 1-800-987-2192.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard this story?
Coming at you live all across North America, my name is Bob Long. We thank you so much for joining us, and we are bringing you the excitement of a wonderful event that's been going on for the past 10 days down in Florida. It's the Great Mecum Auction event that's been going on in Kissimmee, Florida, and joining us is Phil Skinner from the Kelley Blue Book, where he is the Collector Card Market Editor, and Sam Murtar, the Director of Marketing for Mecum. And if you've got a question for either one of these gentlemen, we have a number for you, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Anytime Phil is with us as well, if If you have got an old car, classic car, rare car, antique car, want a free estimate of value, you want to tell us the story of your first car, you want to tell us the story of the car that got away, you want to tell the story of a car that you own at one time and you'd like to know how much it would cost for you to buy that back today, don't be a stranger. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. Before the break there, we were talking about some of the high sales at the Mecum auction down in Florida, and the high one was a 66 Cobra 427 selling at $735,000 in post-block negotiations. And second on the totem pole was the 69 Ford Mustang Boss 429, a solid original car at a record price, $417,000. Phil Skinner, let me get your reaction to that price.
Bob, I think we might have lost Phil. He was looking at his phone there. I think we may have to call him back.
Oh, no problem. Well, Sam, tell us a little bit about this Boss 429. Paint us a picture. What was the color scheme? And tell us a little bit about the lineage or the patina of the car. I love when they use that word, the patina.
Well, this, you know, I'm a Ford lover myself, and Mustangs in particular. And so for me personally, this is probably the, you know, the creme de la creme of Mustangs. It's a, you know, a raven black interior, Boss 429 Mustang, completely original, unrestored. You know, every square inch of this car looks as if, or as it was how it was when it was back built in 1969. Gorgeous automobile, just so well preserved. I mean, from a, you know, from 5 feet back, it looks like it could have been restored, until you know, and to the novice eye, it probably, you know, they would assume it was restored. It's certainly the finest Bosch 429 Mustang I've ever personally laid eyes on. And obviously the bidders agreed, and, you know, on the auction block last night, we saw it sell for $417,000. Just an amazing auction. It was great energy, multiple bidders. It was, you know, it was a bit of a feeding frenzy, and folks wanted to get their hands on that car and put it in their collection because it's probably one of those things that, you know, might have been a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to acquire such an amazing Mustang.
That is so true.
It was exciting. Yeah.
A solid original car, especially a 69 Ford Boss 429. Phil, I'm sure you had the chance to check out this car in person. What are your thoughts about this vehicle and the price that it went for?
Well, one of the nice things about a Mecum auction, if you're really an interested bidder, so you can get up next to them, and myself, fortunately, I'm past staff privileges here, kind of, so it gives me a chance to really look this car over. Vehicles like this, you've got a very important vehicle to start with, and you have one that's very original. This is what I like to call a pattern car. When somebody's going to restore a car back to its original, having a car like this is textbook. This is how the cars were originally assembled. Finding one in this condition is just unheard of. That's why the price, I mean, we've watched 429s in the heyday a few years back. I think the record price I've ever seen was $325,000. This well went above that. When you put in the very, very reasonable commission they charge here at Mecum, it was about $100,000 more than I've ever seen a Boss 429 sell for. The last few years, they've been trading in the $200,000 range. So this car was just outstanding. And it takes a company like Mecum's to bring a vehicle like this to the auction block to begin with, and that just made it just, I mean, it was just top of the line.
That's great. Sam, tell us a little bit about the great charity aspects that are always a part of the Mecum auctions. I understand curing kids' cancer. Mecum has raised over $300,000 for this extraordinarily worthy cause.
Yeah, Bob, one of the charities that Dana, this particular charity, Cured Kids Cancer, is one that's very near to Dana's heart. He's got a very, you know, a very strong passion for family and kids especially. And, you know, a couple of years ago, the Curing Kids Cancer Foundation offered a motorcycle at one of our sales. I think it was here in Kissimmee is where it started. You know, and we did really well for them and helped them out. And, you know, Dana just became very passionate about that cause, and so we've continued to help raise awareness for curing kids' cancer. You know, what we've developed here in the last probably 6 months or so, what we do before every auction starts is we bring one of our Mecum Sold neon signs. It's a little circle like our Mecum Sold sticker we put on the cars, and we offer that as to the highest bidder, you know, who's willing to donate the most money to the foundation. And, you know, in doing so, we raise probably nearly $100,000 every auction for that charity. And then, and this here in Kissimmee, we offered a special custom motorcycle for curing kids' cancer. All the money went to the foundation. It was actually, that same trike was offered at our auction in Indy last year, and it was purchased by the Shin Foundation. George and forgive me if they're listening, I can't remember her name, but they donated the car back to the Curing Kids Cancer, so they re-offered it again here in Kissimmee. We sold it again for, I think, $75,000 or more. I don't remember exactly what it was, but you know, so kind of giving back once again, and just continuing to raise money for those kids, and it's a good thing. We're happy to be a part of that for them.
And Sam, I understand last night you did something really cool to benefit the Boy Scouts of America. Tell us about this one.
You know, to be honest with you, Phil, if Phil saw it, I would pass the buck to Phil. I was not there. I was actually out at that moment. I didn't catch the action. Phil, did you see that?
Yes. Bob, that was a 1932 Plymouth that had been donated to the Central Florida Boy Scout Council and another group. It's really hard for me to pronounce. I believe it was called the O'Chaney Council. These two Boy Scout councils prepared the car, cleaned it up, brought it down here. It sold for $40,000, and on top of that, Mecum donated another $10,000 to the Boy Scouts, and Reliable Transporters, the biggest transporter in the industry, they offered free transportation of the vehicle to the seller's home.
Well, that is just spectacular.
Yeah, and it sold for $40,000 on the hammer, raising, like I said, with Mecum's $10,000, $50,000. So, and that's the type of things you see here at the Mecum sale. Mecum, Dana is just really a very community involved person.
Hold that thought. When we come back, more with Phil and Sam from the Mecum auction in Florida. I'm Bob Long.
Two lips touching together.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For the latest new car reviews, automotive news, and industry trends, check out thelongdrive.com. You'll also find interviews with car company executives and designers. All this and more at thelongdrive.com. Isn't that right, Lucy?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
It's underway right now as we speak. That's right, the final day at the Kissimmee 2013 for the Mecum auction, folks. This has been going on from January 18th. You can check it out live online just by logging on to MecumAuctions.com. And speaking of Mecum Auctions, we have from the Mecum Auction Company, Sam Murtaugh, the Director of Marketing for Mecum, joining us live from the event down in Florida, along with our good friend Phil Skinner, Collector Car Market Editor for the Kelley Blue Book. And boy, this sounds like a tremendous success down there in Florida, and I would imagine that you're already probably looking forward to next year's event after you recover from this one, Sam.
Yeah, definitely. Always look forward to Kissimmee. It's been a growing year after year. I look forward to seeing what happens next year.
And after the Kissimmee event, what's next on the Mecum agenda?
We've actually got a small collection sale here back in Florida in February. It'd be Saturday the 23rd of February. We'll be going to Boynton Beach, Florida, which is right around West Palm area. And we'll be doing a no-reserve collection auction of about 80 vehicles called the Verde Classic Museum Collection. 80 vehicles and about 450 pieces of memorabilia that we'll sell there on the 23rd of February. And then back to the normal regularly scheduled events, and we'll go to Houston on April 4th through the 6th. And then Kansas City at the end of April. So nonstop here at Mecum.
That's great. In the course of a year, how many auctions does Mecum generally do, Sam?
I think we had 16 auctions in 2012, and we'll probably end up being around the same in 2013. We may add an event that's still to be determined, but we're at least 14 to 16 events, I would say, in 2013. We'll probably offer anywhere in the neighborhood of 12 to 15,000 cars throughout the year. So, you know, we've got a lot of inventory to offer all across the country, coast to coast, and certainly something for everyone at all levels, from entry-level collectibles all the way up to investment-grade material. So definitely, you know, something to check out. And always check at Mecum.com for the latest inventory that will be coming up for sale.
Yeah, you guys do such a wonderful job. I remember it was a couple of years back that Phil encouraged me to go to the Monterey sale. There's always so many things going on in Monterey, and it can be crazy. But I went over there expecting to spend a couple of hours, and I ended up spending the entire day because you guys have something for every budget, and it's a very laid-back atmosphere. The way in Monterey there you have the vehicles on the golf course at the Hyatt in Monterey, and it's a really cool event. So hats off to you for doing just a spectacular job and also spreading the great automotive passion of buying and selling great collector cars and, you know, kind of educating folks too, because I think by being on Velocity and being on radio shows like this, you know, you're bringing new people into the hobby all the time.
Sure. Well, that's, you know, we definitely have to keep it alive and keep it going, and that's, you know, one of the biggest, you know, attributes to Mecum is our family-friendly environment. We encourage kids to come out, entire families to come and be part of it, and in hopes that, you know, we can, you know, continue to pass the torch along to the younger generations and keep the hobby alive and keep it going and keep the market flourishing and you know, it's, that's what we love to do. That's why we do it. We do what we do.
That's great. Phil, I know you really enjoy going to all the Mecum events, and for those of our listeners who haven't had the opportunity to check out one of these Mecum events, of course, they can log on to Mecum.com right now and see all the happenings and goings on there. And, Sam, one more question for you. Can you actually bid online if you're watching on your computer? Do you have to pre-register? How does that work?
Oh, we actually, we do not offer online bidding at the moment. We've transferred all of our absentee bidding to the phones. Mm-hmm. You know, it's something you do have to pre-register to do. It's easy to do. You can register online at Mecum.com, 48 hours in advance of the auction. You know, we've got to get your, you know, fares in order as far as deposits and that sort of thing, to be able to do so. But it's real easy, and it's all done at Mecum.com, and you can read on how to do it there, for future upcoming auctions. But we have phone bidding and absentee bidding available. Currently nothing online, but you can catch every minute on our webcast and kind of follow along and go that route. So.
And how about consigning cars? If there's somebody listening to us right now in some part of the country that has a vehicle that they'd like to sell, tell us a little bit about the process of consigning a vehicle with Mecum.
Well, the first thing you'd want to do is go to our website and look at the events, look at our schedule, and determine, you know, what event might work best for you, whether it's by location, close by your you know, to where you live, or if it's, you know, a matter of timing, so on and so forth. Go to Mecum.com, check that out. You can click on the seller info, which is at the top on the navigation bar there. You can click on seller information. Read on the process. You can fill out a request for position form, enter in your vehicle information, year, make, model, a little bit about the car, so on. And we hit submit, and that goes to our consignment agents back at the office, and then they will contact you to discuss your vehicle, talk about, you know, value and price and where the best auction, best time, day, location, that sort of thing, what best fit we think that your car belongs. And then go from there. And then we go to work. We get, you know, get photos up on our website, describe the car well, and that's where the, you know, our marketing team takes over and looks to put your car out there to the world and hope to help get it sold.
That's great. Phil, what would you say to one of our listeners around North America who are joining us right now? If they've never been to a Mecum sale, what are some of the great attributes that you think Mecum does better than anybody else?
I would have to say right at the top is how they treat their customers. You come in here, you're a bidder, you are treated like gold, and And they actually have a very reasonable price for what they call their gold status auction here, $500. I believe that gets you into all of their auctions, all the MECOM auctions, for a two-year period. And Dana knows how to take care of people. They have a special area for the gold bidders, special seating. You can go there. They have he provides food. He provides beverages, both adult and non-adult. And it's just a lot of fun. And that's the big thing. Dana has so much fun putting on these auctions. And he transfers that fun to the people. People come here. They enjoy buying their cars. They enjoy selling them. They enjoy dealing with it. And everybody here at MECOM is just, it's like family. This is like one big family. He's been doing this for 25, going on to 26 years. And there are people who've been with him from the beginning that, I mean, they're just, they are family. And Sam is a perfect example. Here's a guy who just loves what he's doing. I've had the chance to work with him over the weekend. There's the PR person, Christine. Just cannot do enough to help me get my information out there. And that's something. A lot of auction companies are not quite as transparent as MECOM is. And I think that's the biggest thing I love about this company is they hide nothing. There's nothing to hide. Mm-hmm. This company is everything's above board. And that's just, to me, just the honesty and the friendliness make MECOM a true great company to be a part of, be associated with.
That's very well said, Phil. As far as trends at the MECOM auction this particular time around in Kissimmee, any particular vehicles that really stood out above all others or any trends? When we come back, we'll touch on that and also talk about Arizona. Don't go away. This is Auto World.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a reliable carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Now they're there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Phil Skinner joins us live, collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, and also hanging on for much longer than anticipated. He's staying after school a little bit. Is Sam Murtaugh, the director of marketing for the Mecham Auction Company. It's underway. The Kissimmee sale down in Florida. Log on to Mecham.com and you can check out the action right now. Phil, before that break there, I just wanted to get trends that you saw. What were people buying at Mecham? What were some of the cool trends that you saw emerging from this particular sale?
Bob, I'd have to say just about every segment of the market appears to be strong here. It's just across the board. We're looking at, again, we've been seeing several other original cars that bring very strong money, just like the Boss 429 we were talking about earlier. Those are very strong. American muscle car is coming back. Not crazy, but it is coming back. And that's a good sign. Corvettes, there were over 400 Corvettes at this sale, and a lot of interest, especially what we call the mid-year, the 1963 to 67 Stingrays. I don't know if it's because, you know, Chevrolet is bringing back the Stingray name, if it's the 50th anniversary of the original Stingray. Whatever the reason for it, it is a very, very strong market here. People are wanting to buy Corvettes, and I think Florida is a really hot Corvette market.
Oh, that is so true. Well, Sam, I want to thank you very much for staying after school here and telling us all about this great event. And once again, remind folks of the proper web destination to watch all the action in Kissimmee and also check out all the latest and greatest at Mecham.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Bob. It was a pleasure to talk to you and Phil, and wish all the best in the new year here in 2013.
Well, thank you so much. We know you got to get back to the auction block and all the cool things happening when no doubt we'll have you back with us real soon. Thank you, Sam.
Phil, right, take care, guys.
Let's talk a little bit about Arizona. It's amazing what I hear. Barrett Jackson did $103 million in automotive sales. Gooding topped $55 million. And RM posted their richest one-day sale ever in the USA at $37 million. Those are remarkable numbers in what still is a very challenged economy.
Right, and that was, like I say, overall, over $220 million in sales. If you want to add in what, you know, Mecham is expecting to do, we're looking right, probably going to be right in the $66,000 to $70,000 range. We're looking at almost $300 million in collector car sales in the month of January.
Mm-hmm.
This has been extremely, extremely strong in this area. I don't know if it's people looking for someplace safe to put their money. I don't know if it's people have any investors, or if it's people just say, hey, you know, before the government takes it, I want to enjoy some of my money and go out and have a nice ride every once in a while. And I think it's a combination of all of these. We're seeing it here in Kissimmee. We're seeing a lot of new bidders. I think Sam told me they had anticipated 3,000 bidders, and they had put out goodie bags for the 3,000 bidders, and they were exhausted by the fourth or fifth day.
No kidding.
And the big stuff didn't come until later. A lot of participation here, and families, and people bringing their kids. I mean, this is like a car show. It's a great car show. And getting the kids interested in the vehicles and the hobby and the history that goes with it. I think this is it's a burgeoning hobby, and it is a very important part of the overall automotive market. OEMs, the original manufacturers, are taking very, very strong interest in it. At Barrett Jackson this year, he had both Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler all participating and sponsoring events at Barrett Jackson. They're beginning to realize that people who buy, you know, someone who buys an old Ford, probably going to be wanting to buy a new Ford.
Yeah.
If he buys an old Chevrolet, probably going to buy a new Chevrolet.
Exactly.
Somebody wants to buy an old Pontiac, hopefully he'll buy a Buick.
Let's talk a little bit more about Russo and Steel. Russo and Steel in Arizona showed strong numbers at around $16 million, but as you noted earlier, they're going to be expanding. So that's news to me. An event in California and Newport Beach, an event in Las Vegas as well. So Drew Alcazar is spreading his wings, so to speak.
Yes, Drew announced he would be coming to Newport Beach in June. The exact time, date, and venue have not been announced. Also, he would be going to Las Vegas in September. I kind of suspect it will be the same weekend that Barrett Jackson does their sale in Las Vegas. Barrett Jackson also has expanded. They are abandoning their Orange County, California sale and focusing on hot August nights up in Reno, Nevada. This is a long-established event. They've had some difficulties with the past auction company, and the people there figured Barrett Jackson could come in. Maybe they can make it work better and really add a lot of prestige to that whole event. One of the biggest automotive summer events in the at least the western part of the United States, kind of an equal to Woodward.
Yeah, no, good point, and certainly a good move on behalf of both the folks at Hot August Nights as well as the people at Barrett Jackson, because when you have such a gathering of car folks, what a great place to have an auction at the same time. Let's talk about Bonhams out in Arizona. They did $13 million, and Bonhams, of course, does a lot of kind of small sales, but that's a decent number for Bonhams.
Well, the week before their Scottsdale sale, they had done a sale in Las Vegas at Bally's Casino with motorcycles, and they did probably, I think, right around $9 million there. And this is their second year in Scottsdale, and they did a $13 million sale. I happen to have some inside track there. They said anything above $9 million they were going to be real happy with. The high sale there was a 1938 Mercedes 540K Cabriolet, beautifully preserved original car, not restored.
Mm-hmm.
And it was sold for a little over $1.3 million. So they did a very, very good sale, and they're quite pleased with the results.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about the motorcycle sales, which happened right after the first of the year in Las Vegas. What were some of the trends that you saw emerging out of those sales as far as British bikes and Japanese bikes? Tell us about some of the motorcycle trends that you're seeing out there.
With the exception
maybe it's some early Indians. American motorcycles are taking a back seat. The probably the hottest British bike is, and it has been for a number of years, the Vincents. Black Shadows were selling for very, very high money. And this is at both Bonhams and at Mid-America, both auction houses. Did a non-conflicting schedule. Bonhams did theirs all day Thursday during the day. And in the evening, Thursday evening, Mid-America kicked off their sale and ran it all day Friday and Saturday. And I would say Mid-America's overall was probably up 20 to 25% over last year. Very strong enthusiasm. The bikes we're seeing coming up, Japanese bikes, the Honda CDX, one of the hottest properties on the auction sheet, the early 70s or late 70s, the KZ900s, KZ1000s, those bikes, very, very strong. We are seeing a lot of interest in off-road racing motorcycles, especially those with proven histories. So it's very, very interesting. And the neat thing is that by a motorcycle, you can put it just about anywhere. You know, except my wife's living room, she won't make, don't let me do that with any more bikes. But most people there, you know, they can put it in their office or they have a place to store it. And even here at Mecum, they've had a run with motorcycles. And as I speak, there's a Harley Chopper on the block right this second. So.
Oh, that's great. And certainly motorcycles and the automotive hobby are kind of connected at the hip. I mean, quite often folks are collectors of both. It's some once in a while you find somebody who's strictly just an automotive collector, but more often than not, they're also into bikes as well.
Yeah, there is some crossover, but I'll tell you, the bike, mostly the hardcore bike collectors are a different breed. One of the nice things that I see with a lot of motorcycle people is they buy the bikes and they get on them and ride them. A lot of car people, they buy the car and it goes into the garage, it's dusted off, taken to a car show, taken back to the garage. And bikers enjoy their bikes, I think.
Phil Skinner's email address is pskinner@kbb.com. If you have any questions, Phil, we'll get you back with us real soon. Thank you so much for your time here today. Have fun down in Florida.
We will, Bob, and thanks for having us.
All right, we'll do it again real soon. Everybody on the other side of the radio, thanks for being here. My name is Bob Long, and this is Auto World.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.